You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are now joined by a few folks from the band Where's Jay. We've got Grace Alice, Lee Edmeds, and Gene Todd here from the band coming on to talk about their new track, Tell Me. Morena, how are you guys going?
Good vibes today.
Good vibes today? That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I like that Grace and Gene, you guys both have two first names in your name. That's pretty
That's
awesome.
So true.
Yeah, Grace. I love that.
Like, yeah. Grace and Gene. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's cracker. It's cracker.
Gene, what do you have to say?
My first question
I have all names that are. Like, my middle names are all first names as well.
Really?
Same, actually.
A lot of first name dominance over here. I guess it makes sense because your band is someone's name. It's your bassist, Jai? Jay?
Yeah.
Jai,
yeah. Jai, yeah. Where is Jai at the moment? What is he up to?
We don't know.
You don't know?
Honestly, we stopped asking at this point.
He's a man of mystery, I hear.
Yeah, I never know where that guy is.
Under a bridge, maybe?
Yeah.
I did see a video where one of you was saying that he was sleeping behind a log not too long ago.
Yeah. Hey, that's not surprising, though. He does stuff like that a lot.
Yeah, he just like a nap in the bush.
I'm pretty sure he slept everywhere you could sleep.
He's a real rough, tough guy. Yeah. Do you all read the comments on your YouTube videos?
No,
I
don't.
Because I saw this beautiful interaction on the video for Rosaline, where someone commented saying, first fan from Panama, with a reply underneath saying, how do you know you're the first fan from Panama? Beautiful little interaction.
Did we reply with that? Or was it someone
else? No, someone else, not you. I just thought that was great.
That's maybe they're both the first fans. Maybe they...
Damn, they're getting competitive in Panama.
Yeah, y'all are international, eh? Y'all are international. And it might be due to, Grace and Lee, y'all's prolific posting. You know, when I was trying to find research on you guys, I just saw so many videos, so many posts. You know, is it something that that you feel is a bit draining, or do you think that, like, really kind of exercises your creative muscle?
Well, social... To be in a band or... To be an artist online, like, social media is part of it, so we understand that. It's not draining, we just know it's part of the job. Like, if we're releasing a song, we need to show people that we're releasing a song. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I love it because it's a really good place to have connection with our international listeners, and we can reply to the comments, see the comments, message them. So yeah, I personally love it. I love talking to them and seeing what they're thinking about everything going on.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much effort because you just set the camera up and dance for
and
a little bit.
And lip sync.
Yeah, and then you chill.
Yeah, people are dying.
Yeah, I'm back.
Do you mean people are literally dying?
What?
Wait, do you say people are dying?
Yeah,
she's just saying we shouldn't complain about having to do so.
Oh, yes, no, because first world problem, right? First world problem. For sure. I love the realness there. Typically, you'll come about songs from Jai and Michael playing some stuff and jamming, and that involves you as well, I imagine, Gene. And then Grace and Lee, you'll kind of freestyle vocals, and eventually something kind of comes out. That's what I read, at least, in a profile from a few years ago. Is that how Tell Me panned out?
Tell Me? I think it started when Grace and we were in a practice room at our school, and I was like, hey, let's do some, like, cascading canon, like, weird thing where we can both sing, and then I think we taught to sort of show that one to the band. So it really depends on the song as to how we write it. Mm-hmm. Like, the process is different every time.
Yeah, but for Tell Me, we made that one and brought it to the band.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. And the band loved it, it seems. I mean, they made an excellent, real, hooky, kind of reggae, surf pop thing. It's very, very, very fun.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun. There's a recurring line on the song that says, the more we talk, the less we have. And I want to know, what does that mean? You know, is this about kind of a superficial kind of fling situation? Is that a vibe?
I feel like it's sort of about not knowing what a relationship is, not knowing what the other person thinks of it or what they're doing or if they're talking to other people or what's going on.
Mm.
It's that sort of vibe. It's like, the further we go on, the less sure I am of what's happening here.
So really you're in the track kind of discovering that the person you're talking to, maybe you don't want to talk to anymore or further.
I feel like it's just the situationship anthem of this generation, if you know what I'm saying.
You
could even see it as, like, because Grace and I are both singing on the track, as, like, two perspectives of two women getting cheated on by the same guy. That sort of vibe as well, definitely, is there.
Some scumbag shit. Yeah, situationships should be outlawed, I think. They should be legally... It should be illegal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you're in a situationship right now and you want a song to cry to and crash out to, we've just written one for you and it's out today.
We
can crash out again.
You're going to be dropping more material this year. It's going to be an EP on the way. I mean, I've seen there's been a couple singles. You've got Cash, which came out relatively recently. What else is going to come out?
Well, let me tell you. We don't have an EP coming out. We have an album coming out. Our first debut album. Oh, are you okay there?
Okay, for reference, folks, I just hit my head on the desk here because I dropped my phone. You have an album coming out. That's very exciting.
We've got an album coming out. And so we've got how many... Well, this is secret stuff, so only listeners can know who's listening right now. But we've got two more singles coming out. But don't tell anyone if you've heard me say that, but...
Okay, two more singles before the album. What's the vibe of those? Are we expecting more situationship diss tracks? What's the vibe?
Well, the next song is actually, another crash out song. It's called The Square.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, what would you say it's about?
It's your song.
Yeah, I guess it's another situationship anthem, but I'm like really, really excited for that one.
Mm.
It's a lot more rocky, I'd say. Dramatic.
Yeah, it's a lot angrier.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is like sad crash out song that came out today. Next one, it's the angry crash out.
Nice. That's good to see. I think we need a bit of that. Are there going to be any songs about, like, locking in? You know, we've got a lot of songs about crashing out. Anyone about locking in?
Well, that's what the album is. The album's like, we're locking in, don't worry, but we're going to sing about crashing out the entire time.
That's beautiful. And in terms of more, chill plans for the band, I hear you may be going to see the Minecraft movie tonight, which is very, very awesome. Whose plan was that?
That was my plan.
Hell yeah, Gene. I knew it was your plan, you beautiful man. That's fantastic. That's so good. What expectations do you all have of the Minecraft movie?
I think it's going to be absolutely horrible, but I'm going to love it.
So bad it's good. So bad it's good. Yeah. And what about you, Grayson Lee? What do you think?
Well, Gene said I can come if I want, so I don't know if I want to come.
You're not contractually obliged to come yet.
Oh wait, we just posted this TikTok of you hanging up on me on the phone, Gene. Did you see that?
What? No.
This is the way we get treated. This is why we're crashing out on every song.
He's just like singing grass to the car radio. It's really great.
So yeah, maybe we won't make it to the Minecraft movie today.
Very
maybe
fair.
We will.
Maybe we'll go just us two.
Yeah, we'll go without you.
Yeah, you guys could go to a closer theater, but it's quite far to come all the way.
Can we expect to see y'all make a visit to TY Ponamu this year and do some shows downtown?
That's definitely a plan of ours. We're going on a little tour around New Zealand, and Dunedin might definitely be a stop, but...
Might definitely, two words that you kind of can't use together. It might definitely happen, you know, that's... Positive and a negative.
Cannot confirm, cannot deny.
Okay.
Maybe possibly will.
It's on the drawing board.
Okay. It's on the cards. It might the invisible hand of fate might draw you down south, but maybe not. Christchurch. I assume Christchurch, Central Otago, are those goers?
We're going to Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Tauranga, and we're going to
Auckland.
Auckland? There's another place. Help me out.
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Oh, the mighty Hamilton.
Like, yeah, we'll come to Dunedin as well if there's a high demand. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of the sound that you're producing is goes pretty hand in hand with what's happening here. So I think you're going to get a good reception.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Well, I think that wraps up our corridor this morning. Thank you all for coming on the program and chatting with me. I hope you all have a fantastic day. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. All right, folks. That was three members from Where's Jai. We had Grace Ellis, Lee Edmeads, and Gene Todd from the band talking about their new single, Tell Me, which is out now. We're going to play it. And then after that, 9:30, we have another chat. We have Lola from Tamaki Makaurau coming through to talk about their new EP, Outside World. Very, very awesome. Here's Where's Jai. You're listening to Radio 1. Keep it bloody locked.
The memory turned into a splash. Now when you hold me, I'm living in after effects. I'm living.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.